heck is your problem? Let go of me. Look, I told you it's not my fault that the food doesn't taste good. It's the cook's. Will you just let go? Look, I'm gonna call the cops on you if you don't. You're an asshole. Let go. How dare you? Yes, he's being very physical with me, and it's not okay. Sorry, who are you? Don't worry, I got this handled. I do. Oh, well. Thank you. Who are you? He seemed scared of you. I backed away. You look really familiar. Wait, you're that rich guy, aren't you? The one everyone always talks about. What are you doing here, of all places? Shouldn't you be at some kind of fancy restaurant I've never heard of before? Doesn't really seem like your kind of place over here. No, absolutely not. You are free to eat wherever you want, but it's kind of weird that you chose this place. It's kind of at the end of town. No one really comes here, except for our regulars that live around. And this asshole that just left. Yeah, he comes here every Sunday. And he always requests me as his waitress. I've always been creeped out by him, but he's never been physical with me before. I don't know who he thinks he is touching me like that. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna tell my manager. It's just, I'm closing by myself today, and you two are my last customers, so. Now that he's gone, I feel much better, and haven't gotten the chance to thank you. Thank you for helping me. I know I said I got it handled, but if you weren't here, it would have been a lot worse, so thank you. Although, I don't really see why you would help me. I'm just some random girl in a restaurant. Why do you care? Yeah, I guess that's what every normal person would do, right? Huh? Oh no, you're not bothering me at all. In fact, you're keeping me pretty occupied. I get bored closing by myself. Yeah, we've been incredibly short-staffed lately. You know, because of the pandemic and everything. But my manager, he's a sweetheart. He relies on me too much sometimes. I think. Being here alone can be so dangerous. You know, because there's guys like him that have a goal in mind or some kind of motive. If only someone like you could come every day. Sorry, I won't hold you back. Look, you don't have to worry about me. I'm sure you have a lot of other things to take care of. I'll be fine. I'll lock the door. What? You wanna know my name? Well, you can see it on the tag. What is my name? Thank you. I'm glad you think it's pretty. So I guess you're just gonna stay and hang out with me. I'm not complaining. I could use the company. I've already pretty much finished stocking up everything and cleaning this place while he took his sweet time, so should be pretty okay. Anyways, I guess I should pop the curious question. What are you doing here? I mean, don't you have a lot of other restaurants that you can go to? Why'd you choose this one? Not to mention, I've never seen you here before. I would have remembered if I did. Why? because you don't really look like you belong here, if that makes sense. You look like you belong somewhere completely different than I do. Oh, you had a fight with your parents? I'm so sorry. No way. That sucks. I cannot imagine the stress that you have to go through every day, having to keep up this perfect image of yourself. Yeah, that makes sense why you'd come here then. Kind of just ran away. You have every right to. I would too. I already did, in fact. Yeah, I had horrible parents, and they treated me like crap. I knew I had to get away. So I flew over here. Now I work here, and while I like this job a lot, it can be a little repetitive, I guess. And dangerous at times, too, but like I said, I'm glad that you decided to come here today. You've helped me out a lot. I was wondering why so many people were staring at you earlier. Clearly, they know who you are. That must feel weird, huh? Having eyes on you like that. Yeah, I can imagine. Boyfriend? Is this your way of asking if I'm single? Because if it is, then yes, I am single. I don't have a boyfriend. Sometimes I wish I do, but other times I remember the boys that live here and I'm like, no, I'm good. You know, the last thing I want is to be mistreated again by some boy. Gosh, I'm sorry. I'm kind of just dumping stuff on you, aren't I? Seriously, don't you have something better to do? You're right. You did say that you ran away from the house. You're gonna have to go back eventually, you know. Yeah. Well, where are you planning to stay? A hotel? I don't know if this is a good idea, but you can totally stay at my place for the night. Or, honestly, as long as you need to. I know, you're a complete stranger, but I don't know, something about you is different. You're just a lot different than I expected, to be honest. I don't know what I was expecting. I guess I thought you'd be some kind of spoiled, rude, entitled guy, but you're the opposite. You're actually a lot more tolerable than all these other guys I've met. You haven't tried hitting on me yet. Oh? So you are hitting on me? Gosh, you really just ruined it, didn't you? I'm kidding. I don't mind it. Though, I don't really see why you would flirt with me. It's just that you probably have lots of gold diggers ready to line up for you. You're flirting with me, so I guess I just don't understand why. You think I'm pretty? Really? You're not just saying that? Oh. Thank you. It's just I've I've never been called pretty before. I've been called sexy, hot, but never pretty. No, I like it. I like it a lot, actually. You can, you know, call me it again if you want. Anyways, yeah, so I'm all finished up closing. What do you say? You wanna come to my place? Okay, cool. Yeah, oh, I order Uber. I don't drive. Not yet. I'm trying to get my license, but life's been pretty hectic lately. You drive? Yeah, that sounds great. Is that your car? Whoa. I'm surprised no one has tried stealing it yet. Yeah, no, it's just a cool car, I guess. Yeah, I like it a lot. Okay, let me just grab my stuff and I'll be right out, okay? Okay, are you ready? Yeah, let me just lock up this place. Gosh, it's so cold out, isn't it? Yeah. Thank you. So, here's my place. I know it's a lot smaller than you think, but I hope you don't mind. I also have not really cleaned since I didn't expect a guest, but I hope you don't mind the mess. I rushed out of the house this morning, so my clothes are all over the place. Here, let me just... Yeah, take a seat wherever you want. I do have a guest bedroom, so you're more than welcome to stay there. Sometimes me and my friends, we hang out, we drink a lot, and they stay over, so I turn the office into a guest room. Smart, right? No, I guess I'm just... Well, I've never had a rich person in my house before, so I'm a little skeptical, I guess. I mean, no, don't get me wrong, I'm not, like, embarrassed or anything like that. Like, there's nothing to be embarrassed of, but I'd imagine that this isn't your kind of atmosphere, I guess, if that's the right word. Really? Well, I'm glad you like it. It makes me happy. I know you just ate, but do you want some tea? I can totally make us something to drink. Oh, it's no worry. Seriously. Are you sure? Okay. Well, here, scooch. Let me sit next to you. You look a lot different in person, you know? Different than pictures and stuff. Yeah. Does it ever get stressful? You know, being in the spotlight like that. Yeah, I can imagine. But yet you did something really sweet today and you stood up for me and no one's ever done that before. Not with me, I mean. I was just shocked. I'm so used to handling this kind of situations by myself, so when someone else came up to me to help, I was taken aback, thinking, wow, who is this person? Yeah. Again, thank you. You're gonna start showing up more to help me? No, don't be ridiculous. I'm fine, trust me. I have a taser, I can... I'm okay. And I also keep a lot of pepper spray with me. For situations like those, I'm ready. I have to be. I'm a waitress. in a very dangerous part of town. I'd be stupid not to. Come on, get comfortable. You look so out of place. I'm not gonna steal your money, don't worry. Good. I'm glad you don't think I'm that kind of girl. But I can totally be that kind of girl. You'd never know. Just kidding. Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's fine. I'll look away. Are you done? Wow, you changed fast. Yeah, you look good. Anyways, I should probably go take a shower and head to bed. Make yourself at home and, just holler at me if you need anything. Oh, you do? What's up? That's what you needed help with, a kiss? You could have at least warned me before, or something, or told me. No. It was good, but unexpected. I mean, I just don't understand. We just met, and yeah, no, I felt something too. It's just I don't think that I fit in your life. I don't think, you know, it would lead anywhere. You do? This is sudden, early, but well, if you want to take a chance on me, then I will take a chance on you too. But we still have to get to know each other. Like, a lot. Yes, there's a lot to do. I will just go take my shower, and when I come back, we'll make some tea and get to know each other better. How does that sound? All right, perfect. I'll be right back.